Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for Avangoa's 2018 first half results presentation. Joining us today is Victor Pastor, Chief Financial Officer of Avangoa. Please, sir, go ahead.
Good afternoon to all of you, and thank you for connecting to this presentation. During the call today, in addition to reviewing Avangoa results for the first half of 2018, we will provide an update on the main themes for the company. If we go now to the presentation on page number five, the first half of 2018 has been marked by continued improvements in profitability, solid growth in bookings, and the completion of certain milestones, such as the sale of the 25% stake in Atlantica Yield. EBITDA reached 87 million euros, a large increase, mostly due to the continued reduction of general expenses and the lack of one-off adjustments due to restructuring advisory fees. In the first half, Avangoa has been awarded new projects for a total value of 977 million euros. As a result of that, the backlog as of June 30th stood at 1.9 billion euros. In March, the company finalized the sale of a 25% stake in Atlantica Yield to Algonquin Power & Utilities from Canada, the proceeds of which were used to amortize debt. Subsequently, the company announced that it has reached an agreement to sell the remaining 60.5% stake in Atlantica Yield also to Algonquin, with expected proceeds of roughly $325 million to be used for debt amortization as well. In April, we liberated $91 million from the A3T escrow account, and the rest of the funds are expected to be released when the sale of the remaining stake in Atlantica Yield is finalized, which we estimate to be in the coming weeks. The A3T project is scheduled to be finalized in December of this year. We go now to page six. Avangoa continues to be deeply committed to the health and safety of its employees and contractors, with an overall goal to reaching zero accidents. This semester, we keep improving certain key indicators that measure health and safety in our industry. In the first six months of 2018, the company had 878 days without fatal accidents among its personnel, while contractors had 1,115 days. Avangoa has a lost time injury rate of 2.4, below comparable industry benchmarks, which shows the permanent and continued works and efforts made in this area. Please turn over now to the next page for a review of the major highlights of the period. We are in page number eight. As mentioned, the first half has been marked by an increase in profitability, growth in bookings, and the completion of key milestones. Taking a look to the operating performance for the period. Revenues during the first six months amounted to 552 million euros, while EBITDA reached 87 million euros. The main driver of the improvement of profitability is the reduction of general expenses, taking operating profit to 74 million euros. The net loss of 100 million euros is mainly affected by financial expenses, while partially compensated by the sale of the 25% stake in Atlantic Cagil. Finally, financial debt has been reduced by 15% to 4.7 billion euros, out of which 1.2 billion euros are related to companies classified as held for sale. Further reductions in debt are expected in the short term, with the sale of the remaining stake, 60.5%, in Atlantic Agil. Moving on now to Abengoa business performance. During the first 6 months of 2018, the company has been awarded new contracts for a total value of 977 million euros. As a result, as I said before, the backlog as of June 30th stood at 1.9 billion euros. Our next key milestones include completing the sale of the remaining stake in Atlantic Agil that we expect to be in the coming weeks, and finalizing the E3T project in Mexico that we expect to be done in December this year. If we go now to page 9. On page 9, we can see a detailed breakdown of revenues by segment as well as geographic diversification. In line with our strategy, you can see the engineering and construction segments makes up to 83% of our revenues, while concessions represent the remaining 17%, and this will continue decreasing in the coming years. In terms of geographies, South America and Middle East continue to be our main markets, followed by Northern Africa, mainly the Maghreb, North America, and Europe. Page 10. On this page, you can see a detailed comparison of our EBITDA in June 2018 and 2017. Our engineering and construction activity generated 32 million euros of EBITDA in the first half, and concessions totally 55 million euros, taking the total consolidated EBITDA to 87 million euros. It is relevant to notice that in the first half, we are finally free of advisory and legal fees related to the restructuring process of Abengoa, which in the first semester of 2017 totaled 52 million euros. Page 11. Abengoa's management continues to be committed to reducing overhead costs and general expenses, always in a socially responsible manner. In comparison to the first half of 2017, the overhead costs were reduced by 41%, for a total of 38.4 million euros. This reduction was driven by accommodating the organizational structure to the real operational level of activity and seeking cost efficiencies wherever possible. Go now to page number 12. On this page, we can see the financial debt structure. The financial debt has been reduced this half with the sale of the 25% stake in Atlantic Agil, and a further reduction is expected in the short term with the sale of the remaining stake. Our gross corporate debt comprises of 1.7 billion euros of short-term debt, which includes all of the new money debt, and 1.7 billion euros of long-term debt, mostly in the form of all money debt. Taking into account 346 million euros of cash and short-term financial investments, the net corporate debt as of June 2018 is €3 billion. In addition, as also I said before, Abengoa liabilities include €1.2 billion corresponding to assets classified as held for sale that hopefully will be reduced as these assets are sold and disappear from our balance sheet. Our commercial activity is deeply dependent on the availability of bonding lines, of which we currently manage approximately €920 million. For a further breakdown of our financial debt, please see the information included in the appendix. Page 13. On this page, you will find a summary of our consolidated cash flow for the first half. Our total uses of funds for the first half were €613 million, which we utilized to repay debt for a net amount of €464 million, net CapEx investments for €87 million, mainly corresponding to the A3T project, and to cover a shortfall of €63 million from our operating cash flow, which was primarily affected by our working capital needs, as well as the accumulated interest and fees we have to pay when amortizing the debt. The total sources of the €630 million were asset divestment for a total of €580 million, mainly the sale of the 25% stake in Atlántica Yield and €33 million of cash. We go now to page 14. So far in 2018, we have had a significant improvement in bookings and backlog, with several transmission and infrastructure projects awarded in Latin America and Spain. Also, we announced in May that Abengoa had been selected by Shanghai Electric Group to design, construct, and commission part of phase 4 of the Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Solar Park, developed by the Dubai Electric and Water Authority in cooperation with the Arabian Company for Water and Power project, ACWA Power. The expected value of the scope to be executed directly by Abengoa is in the range of $650 million. Go now to page 15. In order to continue growing our backlog, Abengoa will leverage on its pipeline, which totals over 29 billion euros as of June 30th, 2018. In line with our strategic guidelines, Abengoa will focus on projects identified in South America, Middle East, Europe, Mexico, and Central America regions, where Abengoa already has experience, with an emphasis on turnkey EPC contracts for third parties and lower project sizes. Page 16. As mentioned, we announced in April that we had reached an agreement to sell the remaining stake in Atlántica Yield to Algonquin. These remaining shares will be sold for a price of $20.90 per share, with the net proceeds of approximately $325 million to be used to repay new money debt. As part of the initial agreement with Algonquin late last year, we launched the Aegis joint venture. The team is already working on several proposals and are advancing the acquisition of a transmission line in Peru, with expected closing in the fourth quarter of 2018. The Aegis team has a target to invest $200 million in equity per year by 2020. Page 17. The A3T project has completed construction and the project is already delivering electricity to the network. At this time, we have over 78% of the plant's capacity signed in PPA agreements, and we are in final negotiation for PPAs to increase the figure up to 90% of capacity in the coming weeks. The project finance providers have begun the preliminary due diligence on the project. Additionally, the remaining funds in the escrow account we expect to be released as soon as we completed the sale of the remaining 60.5% in Atlantica Yield that, as I said, is expected to be very soon. Page 19. I would like to conclude this presentation stressing those ideas that best summarize Abengoa's current status and performance so far in 2018. The recovery of business activity is shown with the new bookings totaling over 977 million euros during the first 6 months, taking the total backlog to 1.9 billion euros. The first half of 2018 was marked by an increase in profitability in comparison to 2017, with continued improvements in reduction of general expenses. Overhead costs are down 41% in relation to 2017. We continue to reach critical milestones in 2018, with the full disinvestment of Atlantica Yield stake expected in the coming weeks, and the related pay down of debt to follow. In April, we liberated $91 million from the A3T escrow account, and the rest of the funds are expected to be released in the coming weeks, as mentioned earlier. On September 30th, we announced that we have signed a term sheet with our main creditors to ensure the financial sustainability of the company. Through the proposed transaction, Abengoa would obtain new liquidity for up to 97 million euros, as well as new bonding lines for up to 140 million euros. Additionally, we announced a proposal to restructure the all money debt to be implemented through an exchange of current debt for a mandatory convertible instruments. This will allow the company to optimize the balance sheet structure and to ensure our viability in the long term. We expect to finalize the proposed transaction by the end of 2018. This concludes our presentation today. More information is available in the financial statements on our website, and as always, our investor relations team, led by Gonzalo Zubiria, will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your interest and for joining this presentation this afternoon. Goodbye.